The trial of two Canton police officers accused in the death of Frank Tyson begins Monday in Stark County Common Police Court. Officers Bo Schonegi and Camden Birch are charged with reckless homicide and have pleaded not guilty. The charges stem from the April 2024 death of the 53-year-old Canton Township man after police responded to a disturbance at the Amvets Club on Sherrick Road Southeast. Prosecutors say Tyson was restrained by officers, became unresponsive, and later died at a hospital. The jury trial is expected to last at least 2 weeks. A woman is facing a felonious assault charge after Canton police say she stabbed her live-in boyfriend. Officers were called to the 300 block of 12th Street Northwest shortly after 8:45 Thursday night. 23-year-old Ayanna McColl was arrested after allegedly stabbing 23-year-old Dreon Young of Canton in the back during an argument. He was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. McColl was arraigned today in municipal court. She is also charged with domestic violence. A man is facing charges after Canton police allege he broke into multiple buildings for social media attention. 19-year-old David Bukowski of Akron turned himself in Thursday and was arraigned the same day in municipal court, where he pleaded not guilty to criminal trespass and criminal mischief charges. Police say the incidents happened between April 10th and July 8th and involved at least 16 locations in Canton, including the Stark County Public Defender's Office, Old Stone Chapel, and the Rankert Building. Bond was set at $20,000. Bukowski posted bond and was released. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. A former Canton man will spend 40 years in prison after being convicted of sexually exploiting four minors. 46-year-old Shannon McTighe of Thornville was arraigned Tuesday in Columbus Federal Court. He pleaded guilty in February to sexual exploitation of a minor and possession of child pornography. Investigators found about 300,000 images and videos of child sexual abuse on his electronic devices, including material showing abuse of four victims. McTighe was arrested by the FBI in Canton in June 2025. The case was handled as part of the Justice Department's Project Safe Childhood initiative. A Barberton man accused of killing a Canton man is found not guilty. Summit County Common Pleas Judge Mary Margaret Rollins acquitted 26-year-old Justice Oney of murder, abduction, and felonious assault in the April 2025 death of 25-year-old Nathan Flight. Rollins heard the evidence and returned a verdict in the bench trial Thursday. The defense claimed Oney acted in self-defense after Flight approached him with a knife during a domestic dispute. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says a missing woman has been found safe. 70-year-old Sarah Jo Tetro had last been seen Thursday morning walking away from the 6800 block of Sun Valley Avenue Northeast in Plain Township. Further details were not available. Shearer's Foods says its corporate headquarters will remain in downtown Massillon, despite the building being up for sale. The Independent reports the snack food company has signed a lease extension that will keep its offices on Lincoln Way East through September 2032. City officials say the property sale will not affect Shearer's operations or its presence in Massillon. The four-story office building has been home to the company's headquarters since 2012. Carnation Days continue at Beach Creek Gardens as part of the Carnation Festival today from 10 to 4. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home continue. Days in the Park continues from 4 to 9 with the pet show at the JC Shelter at 6. Music is provided at 6 by the band In Like Flynn. Governor Mike DeWine has authorized disaster relief for 13 Ohio counties affected by severe storms March 11th through the 16th. The funding will help cover debris removal, emergency protective measures, and certain storm damage repairs in counties including Carroll, Holmes, Knox, Licking, Tuscarawas, and Van Wert. The state disaster relief program provides reimbursement when storm losses qualify for state aid but fall short of the threshold for federal assistance. A driver is in the hospital after a single vehicle crash in Columbiana County. The wreck happened just before 8 Thursday night near State Route 14 and McCloskey Road in Fairfield Township. The Highway Patrol says the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into the woods. First responders found the vehicle split in half with one part against a tree. The driver's condition is unknown. The crash is under investigation. A new court date has been set for a man charged in the death of a 2-year-old child in Columbiana County. 20-year-old Seth Hildebrand will appear for a pretrial hearing in Common Pleas Court September 4th. After his August 14th hearing was rescheduled due to a scheduling conflict, Hildebrand has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Investigators say the child suffered a fatal brain injury while in his care in Middleton Township in December 2024. St. James School in Waynesburg will have a new principal this fall as David Fisher returns to the Stark County area. The Youngstown Catholic Diocese says Fisher is moving from St. Paul Catholic School in Salem, where he served as principal. He was superintendent of Sandy Valley Schools from 2013 to 2025. Troy Radinsky has been named Fisher's replacement at St. Paul. Radinsky has more than 20 years of experience in school administration, including work with Western Reserve local schools. A woman accused in the fatal shooting of a motorcycle rider in Youngstown has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury. 26-year-old Kayla Dawson is facing voluntary manslaughter and felonious assault charges, both with firearm specifications. Prosecutors say the charges stem from the April 28th shooting death of 25-year-old Kyrie Hornbuckle on North Maryland Avenue. Police say Hornbuckle was shot while riding his motorcycle with his 3-year-old son, who was not hurt. Dawson remains in the county jail on $1 million bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.